Welcome back to another episode of The Radio Psychs, your premier podcast for insights into everything mental health. I'm Dr. Aaron Haddock.
And I'm Dr. Rhonda Yu. We're psychologists who care about people and bringing science to practice.
And we're so glad to have you join us.
Please note that the information shared in this episode is solely intended for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not a substitute for professional medical or mental health advice, diagnosis, or treatment.
Today's topic is diet in your mental health.
Was that your stomach I just heard?
Maybe.
Did you eat?
I had a donut.
For lunch?
No. For breakfast. Is it lunchtime?
It's almost 4 o'clock, man. Is this the example you want to set as we start our talk about how nutrition affects our mental health?
I mean, well, if it makes any difference, it was a really good donut.
No, we can't do this. Stop. Stop the recording. We need to rewind and try this again. Was that your stomach I just heard?
No, man. That was the water cooler. I just poured myself yet another glass of mineral water to follow yet another nutrient-packed lunch that's optimized for supporting my mental health.
Okay, that sounds a lot better.
All right. Well, look, in the hustle and bustle of modern life, we often forget that what's on our plate isn't just fuel for our bodies. It's the stuff that shapes our thoughts, emotions, and how we handle life.
That's right, Rhonda. We've probably all heard the saying, you are what you eat, which is usually used to suggest that the food we consume plays a crucial role in shaping our physical condition. But how does what you eat influence your mental health?
Yeah, this is a really important question. And there's a lot to cover here, but let's start with the basics. First, we need to recognize that the brain is a metabolic powerhouse that requires a constant supply of the right nutrients to function at its best.
The brain's pretty demanding, isn't it?
Oh, it's very demanding.
And when we talk about nutrients, we're not just talking about the energy that fuels our brains, but also the array of vitamins, minerals, and fatty acids that serve as the building blocks for neurotransmitters, those chemical messengers responsible for communication between brain cells.
Yeah, that's right. But let's break it down further. Take omega-3 fatty acids, for instance. These are essential fats that are found in fatty fish, nuts, and seeds that are critical for the structure of cell membranes in the brain. Now, studies suggest that adequate omega-3 intake is associated with improved mood and the reduced risk of depression.
Those with a deficiency are more susceptible to mood swings
and loss of performance in cognitive abilities.
Building on that, consider the role of complex carbohydrates, which are found in whole grains, legumes, and vegetables. These provide a steady release of glucose, the brain's primary fuel. A stable supply supports cognitive function and helps regulate mood by preventing the energy crashes associated with refined sugars.
Aaron, let's take a moment to talk about serotonin, also known as the feel-good neurotransmitter. What's its role and how is it connected to what we consume?
Well, serotonin plays a pivotal role in regulating mood, emotions, and overall mental well-being. It's called the feel-good neurotransmitter because of its association with positive emotions and a sense of well-being. The production of serotonin relies on the availability of tryptophan, which is an amino acid obtained through diet. Foods that are rich in tryptophan include turkey, chicken, eggs, dairy products.
Yeah, and there's also a lot of plant-based options like nuts and seeds, whole grains, legumes.
Right, so when we eat these foods, our body uses the tryptophan to manufacture serotonin, which is important because having adequate serotonin helps to stabilize our mood and maintain emotional balance. Low serotonin levels have been linked to mood disorders such as depression and anxiety.
And don't forget the vitamins and minerals.
Ah, that's right. Rhonda, why are these so essential?
Well, basically, it's because they're involved in biochemical processes that support our mental health. Now, when it comes to micronutrients, there's a lot of them linked to mental health. We can probably spend an entire episode discussing these, but for now, let's focus on some of the key micronutrients that are associated with mental health. These include several B vitamins, including B6, B12, and folate, also known as B9, which are involved in the synthesis of neurotransmitters, meaning they influence mood and cognitive function. Also, vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, as they call it, is essential, and low levels of it have been linked to an increased risk of depression. Iron helps the brain get the oxygen it needs. Zinc is involved in neurotransmitter function. And magnesium supports nerve function and may have a calming effect on the brain. Aaron, can you think of anything else to add?
Yeah, there are also antioxidants like vitamin C and E that protect the brain from oxidative stress.
Ah, that's right. So a diverse nutrient-rich diet incorporating these micronutrients is really needed for fostering optimal mental health.
You know, in addition to talking about what we should eat, we should also pay attention to when we eat. Research suggests that irregular eating patterns can disrupt circadian rhythms, affecting our sleep quality and subsequently our mood. So it's a good idea to maintain consistent mealtimes.
That's a good point, Aaron. And what about the question of how much of all these things we can eat to promote mental health? Is there guidance on this?
Good question. The dietary needs for vitamins, minerals, and fatty acids vary depending on a variety of factors, including age, sex, health status, and lifestyle. However, we can share some general recommendations for incorporating these nutrients into a balanced diet. For the omega-3 fatty acids, opinions across mainstream health organizations vary, but most recommend at least 250 to 400 milligrams each day, which you can get from about 8 ounces of fatty fish per week.
Yeah, pay attention to this one because research shows that most Americans are not getting enough omega-3s. And if you're like me and don't really eat fish, you can get your omega-3s from plant-based sources like walnuts, flax seeds, chia seeds, and hemp seeds. I personally opt for chia seeds because they don't have much flavor and I can easily throw them in drinks.
When it comes to carbs, it's more about making them a substantial part of your overall carbohydrate intake. So aim to make at least half of your daily grain intake whole grains like whole wheat, brown rice, quinoa, and oats. For tryptophan, only a small amount is necessary. The daily recommended amount is somewhere between 250 and 425 milligrams, but most people in the U.S. end up consuming more than this. So what about those vitamins and minerals, Randy?
Well, instead of dwelling on specific amounts of these, let's focus on the overarching goal, which is to eat a colorful and varied diet. Aim for a spectrum of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats. The idea is to create a rich tapestry of nutrients that supports overall health and, by extension, mental well-being.
Sounds good, man. There's one more thing before we go. For those considering a change in their diet, it's important to consult with a healthcare professional or a registered dietitian for personalized advice based on their individual health needs.
And that's a wrap.
Thank you for joining us on this journey through the intricate landscape of diet and mental health. Remember, what you eat doesn't just shape your body, it also shapes the very fabric of your mental well-being.
If you have comments, questions, or suggestions for future episodes, we want to hear from you. There's a lot more to explore, and we can't wait to do it with you. Take care and be well, everybody.
Take care and be well.